Well, the Juneteenth concert is amazing because, first of all, anytime you just get to celebrate Juneteenth, that's lit. Doing it on a college campus is lit. My husband is University of Illinois alumni. They are also recruiting my son in basketball, so that's fun. And I went to Illinois State, so we were at U of I all the time for parties and stuff like that.
How did you first get into music growing up? What was playing in your house? What inspired you when you were young?
Well, my father was an entertainer. My dad sang the blues and he sang soul R&B.
The dark brown shades of my skin only add color to my tears.
And so, growing up in my household, music was always a staple. We went across the gamut, honey, from Isaac Hayes to Michael Jackson to Prince. We were just a music-filled household. And so I guess because of my dad and my dad's side of the family, I just have that music bug. I'm obviously musically inclined. So therefore, I pursued everything music after that. I got in the band, I got in the gospel choirs and all the choirs and everything music because I was just drawn to it. I'm a songwriter, so I did a lot of writing as a child.
June is also Black Music Appreciation Month. What do you think about music in 2024 and how it's changed over time?
So here's the thing, right? I don't want to be like it's a mess, it's trash. Because when I was coming up, my parents thought the music that we liked was trash. So you have to have an open mind to the younger generation because they're not like we were. They're also, you guys are also not growing up in a time that we were. We didn't have no internet and we didn't have cell phones and being able to film everybody. We didn't have social media where you compare everybody, where you could drive yourself crazy all day long with social media and comparisons and access to everything. So getting access to music was a joy and a gift. When I was coming up, you had to wait every Tuesday. That was in Friday or Friday for music to release before you could get it. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Like if it was leaked, that was like a sin and a shame, like a crime, But now it's like everybody has that SoundCloud, everybody has access to everything all the time.
Oh, when all, yeah. All falls down.
This the real one, baby.
I'm telling you, I love you.
Chi-Town stand up.
You're performing on June 20th at Cranert Center for the Performing Arts here in Champaign. What does Juneteenth mean to you?
Juneteenth is important because it highlights a milestone for our country. And to be able to, perform in the name of it is always special. It's just like Black History Month. It's fun to be able to perform for our own independence, our own freedom.
What can audiences expect in Champaign-Urbana from your performance on the 20th?
Oh, honey, let me tell you something. I don't know if you guys are ready. It's going to be really good. It's an acoustic set that I've put together, but it sounds like a full band. It's really dope. It's two guitars, and my percussionist has like congos and cajones, and I mean, and it makes it feel like it's a full show. And my background singers sing down to the floor, so it's going to take you through a journey of old school, new school, '90s love, pain. It's dope. It's a really fun show. So it's going to be a history lesson for the young people, but it's going to be nostalgic for the older people.
Listen. The sky is so high, the sun is so bright. It's just like you. And when the world ain't fair, you persevere. Just like a balloon, you float to the top. You never let gravity get you down. You should know you can't be stopped. You can go anywhere. Black balloon, hey, you're just like.